This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's. Reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
Well, Tom is in studio with us. Those darn Rangers. I mean, at least we're home here, right?
Yeah,
I mean, home now
it's a 9-game homestand for the Cardinals. They were fine. I mean, they got blown out in a couple of games. That middle game was great for Sonny Gray, but it's going to happen. I mean, it was disappointing to see them lose a couple of games in that fashion.
They've done well, though.
Yeah, they've been great. They were 19-8 in the month of May. I thought yesterday's game, the score was not indicative of, you know, the full nine innings. I mean, Eric Fetty was fine.
8-1.
You know, this was five runs scored in the eighth inning for the Rangers. So they just kind of piled on a bad bullpen at the end. Munoz was kind of thrown in there late, gave up a bunch of runs. So this was more yesterday about them not being able to solve Jacob deGrom, who's one of the best pitchers of the last decade. When he's healthy, he's dynamite, and he's healthy, and he looked great. And the Cardinals couldn't figure him out. And then, you know, they are now coming home having won, again, 19 of their last, 26 games. And, you know, I think it's a heck of a tribute if the fans start to show up, and I think that they will. They started showing up during Memorial Day weekend. The Royals will bring some people into town this week. That's always a fun rivalry with them. And then the Dodgers. You know, the Dodgers come in this weekend having just defeated the Yankees in a series over the weekend. They're still the team to beat in the National League and in all of baseball. They're the defending world champions. They draw tons of people. They have all kinds of intrigue, major stars up and down their lineup. So it'll be a fun weekend. The Dodgers and Cardinals at Busch Stadium this weekend is going to be awesome.
Yeah.
And if the Cardinals can beat the Royals and win another series, they'll feel really good about themselves coming in, maybe a little fire in them. You know, the NL Central is going to get interesting here. The Cubs are great. I mean, I don't say that lightly. They're really good. The only problem they have is they don't have an established closer yet. So that may come back to bite them. But otherwise, they look really, really good. The Brewers have won 7 in a row. They're hot suddenly. So the division's going to get interesting here. Cardinals 4 back, Brewers 5.5 back.
Wow.
But we were close. Weren't we like within a game?
Down to like 2, but
yeah.
You know, again, it's June 2nd, so there's a long way to go. And the Cardinals haven't even played the Cubs yet.
That's true.
So just you should concentrate on record above 500. Where are they there? And they're 7 games above 500. They got to 8, which is their season high. They got there a couple of times, and you want to get now to 10 games over 500.
Once you get to Sunday.
Are you?
Yeah.
Good.
Excited.
Once you get to 10 over, then you can really consider yourself, I think, a major contender in the National League, and they're not far off. I mean, just yesterday, they were 3 games out, and they were 3 games behind the best record in the National League. The Mets, the Phillies, the Dodgers, and the Cubs were all tied with the same record, the best record in the National League, and the Cardinals were 3 games behind them. So they're right in the mix. I mean, they are very much there. It's just a matter of now coming home where they're great. They've been outstanding at home all year. And I think I look forward to a pretty successful 9-game homestand. But the Dodgers are, you know, outstanding. You just have to knock off the Royals here.
You know, you and I have talked about this NIL problem in college sports and how I think it's out of control. But it is what it is for now. Hopefully they'll change parts of it. But it's created – it's turned college basketball into more of a business than ever before. And I know my own school did this recently, but I did see that Mizzou has now hired a basketball general manager just to deal with the business side of it.
Oh.
Tim Fuller is his name?
Tim Fuller, former assistant.
Yeah.
He was an assistant for Mizzou. Good guy. I mean, and he was at Louisville before that, and he's been around some big
programs. Try not to hold that against him.
So yeah, that's all good.
Are other schools doing that too, hiring someone just
absolutely.
To manage
Kentucky
the side
doing
of
the same thing, yeah.
And football too.
Are they getting salaries like comparable to some of the – not like a head coach, but are they getting pretty good
– This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Salaries?
Oh, I'm sure they're getting paid plenty to be there and do that.
Yeah, they're basically, you know, business managers. It just takes another thing off of the head coach. The head coach does not need to be dealing with all of that at the same time. The head coach needs to win to
right.
keep his job.
Yeah.
So, you know, managing the money and the NIL and, you know, I had a college coach tell me one time, I have three bosses. I have the president of the university, the athletic director, and the head of the NIL collective.
Hmm.
And I have to answer to all these people, and I have to manage all this stuff. This is a trend that you're going to see in the major programs that need a manager to, exactly what you said, be able to oversee the business operation of it and understand who gets paid what and where all this is going and manage it. It's happening in football even bigger because football is the moneymaker in college sports, not basketball, actually. Basketball does well, but football is the big revenue source. Missouri does not have a manager right now in football, and they don't want to do that yet. Eli Drinkwitz is kind of that guy. He kind of, I think,
coaches want to do that.
Drink sort of likes – he's a big, you know, go-get-em fundraiser, NIL – collective. He's been sounding that for a long time, and I think enjoys that part of it. He's the boss of the football program, without a doubt. Laird Veach, his athletic director, is very experienced when it comes to fundraising. I just saw a report that Jay Batt, who is the athletic director at Georgia Tech, is being courted by Michigan State because Georgia Tech went big time on fundraising. They had naming rights for their field at their stadium. They courted Hyundai to be a big sponsor. You know, these kind of things are happening now in college sports. So Michigan State is going to go after him and make him their athletic director because they want to do that. They want to modernize the athletic department, and they'll all start copying each other. They will all try to do that, bring in sponsors, you know, figure out the best way to fuel their NIL collective and continue to provide opportunities for their players.
How you doing time-wise? Yeah. You good? That's good. Well, maybe the Royals and the Chiefs should do that, and then we wouldn't have to pay for their stadium.
Totally
special
different,
session underway.
Totally different animal.
Hey, yeah. Real quickly before you go, I've been talking about how the Battlehawks beat the DC Defenders, and I knew they had a good record, but I don't think I realized until about a minute ago that they're first in the XFL.
They are. So the UFL is, so it's two different conferences.
That got confusing when they did that.
UFL and XFL. So they're still in the XFL conference, and they were going to host the championship anyway. So having home field really didn't matter. Whether they lost to DC and they were the visitors in their own stadium, it doesn't matter. All the fans are going to go because, you know, Battlehawks fans outnumber all probably the entire league's fans themselves.
Yeah.
But it should be fun on Sunday. So they're going to take on the DC Defenders. The Battlehawks are 8-2, look great. They look great. There was a rainy, kind of ugly game, but they gutted it out at DC. Before that, they dropped 39 points on, I think it was San Antonio. So they are legitimately a good football team. But we said this about them last year. Looked like a good team, and then they played in that XFL conference championship game, this same game, and they lost. They blew it. They lost to San Antonio. I don't think they are going to let that happen again. But I don't know. I mean, so they want to pack the place for that UFL championship on June 14th. You have to win this Sunday. You host the UFL championship on Saturday, June 14th at the Dome with an opportunity to pack the place. That'll make national news.
It will.
That St. Louis, a team that lost its NFL team, has a full dome for a UFL that draws like 10,000 a game otherwise or less in some stadiums. I mean, I watched yesterday the Birmingham Stallions, who are the number one team in the league, the defending champion, and their game at Memphis, there were like three people there. I mean, it was just, I'm like, where is everybody?
And we have 40,000 or
whatever. You're pulling 30,000 a game for this place.
I haven't been down to a game yet this year. I went last year to two of them. Did they fix the field? Have they upgraded the turf?
It's a new field, new lighting.
Thank goodness.
I know they want
were
more
high school
money.
Teams
they do say more
with better turf than they had last year. So,
well, the dome
I'm glad
does
to
need
see that. Yeah,
the dome needs an upgrade. Yeah. I mean, it's not great, but it is what it is. It's a convention hall that occasionally hosts football and some big concerts. And if you want to draw bigger and better events, you've got to upgrade.
You got to have the facility. Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Tom, thank you, my friend.
Guys, it's an absolute pleasure as always.
We appreciate
thank you.
We do. All right. Tom Ackerman, the sports director down at KMOX. Always good to get him in here and talk about some of the, particularly the Cardinals going to have a nice big home stand. That's going to be nice.
Yeah, nine games. It is kind of funny to me that we're talking about funding for the Royals and we're hosting them tomorrow.
Yeah. It'll make it timely, right?
Yeah.
Depending on what it goes on in the legislature today and tomorrow. My guess is they may struggle with this unless they're willing to give something up. You can already see the sort of the cards being laid out on the table here. Maybe we'll get a $50 million upgrade on the Edward Jones Dome.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Is it still the Jones Dome? They don't even call it. It's called the Dome.
Just called
now,
the Dome.
I've just called it the Edward Jones Dome for so long. I'm still giving them credit for something they're not paying for anymore. Sorry. All right. Quick break. We're back in just a minute.
The Mark Cox Morning Show
on 97.1 FM Talk.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.